نحبه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين. قل العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise due to Allah جل جلاله عما نواله. Our creator, our sustainer has bestowed so many bounties and favors upon us, we cannot even count them. Salat and salam in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ummati ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all other bounties and the ni'mats, another year, which is the first day today of the new year of the Islamic calendar, first of Muharram, 1447. We mention this so we remember the Islamic dates, as one of the duty of the Muslim to remember Islamic dates. We so used to the other dates, sometimes we forget, sometimes we even forget the month, which month we are in. The only time we'll know the month when the month of Ramadan, and then waiting for the Dhul-Hijjah. But after 2 months, 3 months, and most we remember Rabiul Awwal. But then after that, 1 month, 2 months later, we'll be fortunate we remember the month, we remember the date of the Islamic month. But as a Muslim, as a person with Iman, Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's important for us to know the Islamic dates as well throughout the year. We don't speak, don't talk about it, we don't remind which month, which day, not because of any celebration connected to it, no. First day of the year, first day of the month, there is no celebration connected to it, no celebrating New Year. Even the Islamic New Year, there is no celebration in the history of Islam. So where is going to be for the non-Islamic New Year celebration? It doesn't exist. Also, celebration, loss of time, we don't realize, we forget. Sometimes we're not aware of it. Sometimes we forget, sometimes we're forced to do it, celebrating birthdays. No Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Sahaba kiram, no Awliya Allah celebrated no own birthday or no anybody, no any family's birthday. So if any Muslim's house is celebration of birthdays taking place, it's got nothing to do with Islam. And if somebody else learning from us, we are not setting a good example. We're not teaching the true Islam to everybody else. Is not to be happy when one more year, but it's supposed to be a sad because we lost so many years. For them is no akhirat. For the non-Muslim there is no akhirat. no concept of akhirat hereafter. So they can just bluff themselves and carry on. No, one more year, so I'm so old. Nobody gets young, everybody gets old. If the person who celebrates second year, 2 years, second year, even now celebrating 70, 80, you don't know what is there to celebrate. One on a banana peel, one in the grave already. And now celebrate. It's just to bluff oneself. With more concern, more worry. I am prepared for akhirat. Getting close to the qabr. What I'm going to answer Allah Ta'ala, what I have done in my life. I haven't done much. Let me do now. If the person has 50 million for example, or even 500 for example, and already used up or went away half or three quarter, because he lost so much. He's not thinking what he got. Firstly, no guarantee how much life will left for us. Maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 20 years, maybe 20 minutes, to who knows? Allah only knows. So there is no celebration. Month of Muharram, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Medina Munawwara. So 10th of Muharram, Yahud are fasting. They're keeping roza. So ask them, what you keeping fast for this day? Says, no, because 10th of Muharram was before Ramadan come, that was a fast. But now for the Yahud to keep fast, the Muslim was fast, alhamdulillah, it was teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, teaching of Islam, command of Allah Ta'ala. What you fasting for? Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, our Nabi, got freedom, him and his people got freedom from Pharaoh, the oppressor, the greatest oppressor. Got freedom from his hand in happiness and celebration. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never do party. They never celebrate different ways, but the way of celebration as a shukr, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for taking this great difficulty away from them, keeping fast. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, Musa alayhi wasallam is a Nabi. I am a Nabi of Allah. He's my brother. He's a Nabi. I am a Nabi. So I will also share in his happiness. I will also keep fast. But now the follower, no, the followers will not keep up to his way of life. The Jew, Yahud, they have taken a stand against Islam, everything against Islam. That is a policy, that is a teaching, that is a propaganda, that is a propagation, whatever you call it. Everything against. When they tell you, even advertise, they tell you, one hand you eat, one hand you drink. In Islam, everything go to the right hand, whether eat or drink. There's also time person eating. If he's doing both, then eating one hand, eating, drinking with the left hand. He said, eating and drinking both supposed to be right hand, but promoting completely opposite. Everything. Islam's teaching is, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching, that when you eat, take a small bite, small morsel, and chew food properly before you swallow it. Chew it properly before you swallow. That is a way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is the only way of success. But then you see the Yahudi way is completely opposite. Not eating, gobble. And take big morsel. Generally what nowadays you give a new generation, you give even the adults. You give an option. There is a roti, then you got a burger, sandwich, roll. We generally, elderly people, they will take, prefer roti. Wholesome food, healthy food, so on. But they, mostly they will prefer banderol, the burger, big. Mouth can open only this much. But the smaller size of it, even triple the size of it. So what you must do, you have to make your wide open, even for it to stuff. Gusao mumi. It's not gusta, lekin gusao. Stuff it, is not, press it, push it. That wasn't enough. People getting used to it. Now they're advertising double. Now even triple. Triple layer. Ya Allah, how are you going to push in the mouth? But it tells you the line, the direction. That everything a Yahud, because media they control, and a person is become a slave of media. People has become a slave of media. Slave of Allah on his place. But in the reality, if you look at it, a slave of media, after that comes Allah. I give you proof for that. When a Quran is saying something, doesn't make sense. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith says something, doesn't make sense. But the same thing media will say. Accepted. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your pants above the ankle. Years and years, more than I can carry on, bichara. Bokte raho kutte ki tarah. Makes no difference. He said, this is Maulana Ji, don't know. They're not in different, they're living in a different world. But the same thing, the media started. Babu Das and this thing they brought. How fast that thing caught up. That is shows slavery of media or slavery of Allah. Ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the something else. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Yahud, they have made other things, Allah beside Allah. One person was from Yahud, accepted Islam, said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't worship anything else beside Allah. Then how the Quran says, we worship other things beside Allah. Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. He said, leave that alone one side. Go one step ahead. Allah says in the Quran, don't you see the people have made the desires as a word, God? Not talking about idols. Not talking Isa alayhi salam. Not talking anything else. Desires as a idols. What is idol? Idol means you worship. Whatever desire, worship. So this is a worship of media. Whatever says, and they are completely go, everything go opposite. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, okay, he's my brother, he's Nabi, I'm a Nabi. So following him, you keep one fast, but I will keep two fast. Oppose, Khalif, oppose the Jew. Because they have taken the stand, everything against the deen, against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam opposed. And so many examples, so many teaching Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oppose Jew, oppose the Yahud. Because they are become enemy of Allah, enemy of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enemy of the humanity. And today is nothing hidden. Even the blind man can see. They are not only enemy of Islam, but enemy of the humanity and the creation of Allah. Not oppressing only humanity, not oppressing only Muslims, but every creation. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you keep beard, grow your beard. And shave the mustache. There he mentioned, oppose a Jew. He not give a straightforward command, do this, don't do this. No, he said, oppose the Jew. Because Jew will keep a long mustache and a shaved beard. You do opposite. The lesson, so this year, a great benefit also, fast. There is no such thing anything to be mourning in this. You cry and moan. No. As far as Hassan and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they become shaheed. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Those who give life in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you don't say that they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَا بَلْ they are alive. You mourn for the life person. No. They are alive, they will give sustenance. There is no sustenance in the deen of Nabi, teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mourning, there is no mourning. Something to do with their life, two things. First, 9 and the 10, for this year, it will be Saturday, Sunday, or Sunday, Monday. Two fast. Saturday, Sunday, next, not tomorrow, next Saturday, Sunday, or Sunday, Monday, two fast. Yukaffiru sanat al-madiyah. Nabi Sassam, somebody asked what we're going to get. He says, one past year sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive if you keep this fast. One lesson you learn from this month. Second lesson you learn is the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to take his way of life serious. Be proud to be and be happy to be Muslim. And not only by name but following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And looking forward always to be having our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam's name high. Not letting Islam's name down. Our action, our words. Anything, not only masjid. Masjid is not even quarter of the deen. The more deen, three quarter is outside the masjid. Garb, topi, kurta, respect the masjid. Everything, not even the quarter. But more is outside. Practical life. Even the person making deal. Working for people. Making, doing business deals. Even driving, remember you are Muslim. You can't just do anything anyhow, anyway. Remember, it's a crown of Islam. There is something attached to his ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person went for Hajj. So while doing something, he found his, somebody came and snatched his wallet. Gone. Now that person who snatched the wallet never realized is taking a big chance, is not robbing only ordinary person. This was a person, it was under radar protection of Allah. In Hadith Sharif says, when a person performs Fajr Salah, comes under the protection of Allah, be careful. If you want to trouble somebody, you want to hurt somebody, harm somebody, watch who you want to go for. Don't go for the one who performs Fajr Salah. You're in trouble. Because now you are waging war with Allah. Now you are not dealing with him. Allah. He come under the protection of Allah. This man was under the protection of Allah. Now this rogue never realized that who this. He said just anybody, everybody. Every day he's pickpocketing and robbing somebody. So today was his turn. But as he took that wallet and running, not even few meters gone blind. Can't see anything now. Now he's banging his head. Somebody caught him. Sit down. What happened? What happened? I can't see. So what happened? He said, don't ask me. Certain place, take me there. One old man sitting there. Take me by him. I stole a wallet from him. I took a wallet from him. I need to, it looks like his curse made me blind. He never cursed, but Allah was watching. He was under the radar. Allah's protection. Allah's eyes. So he somehow, he took him there, he says, no, this man only comes namaz time, now we wait for another namaz. So he waits, I'd rather wait, even 20 namaz I can wait here. My eyes, I can't see anything. Become blind. Man king. Next namaz, the man king. He said, this man talked to you, he took your wallet away. He said, you cursed him, that's why he lost his eyesight. He said, no, I never cursed. I forgiven him same time. And I can't take it back because I forgive already. He said, how you did? Somebody lost something. Now they're looking, they want to get their thing back. Now you got it back. And such a big thing happened. You cursed him. If you forgive you, why you cursed? He said, I never cursed. I forgive, I never cursed. He said, but how you never cursed and how you forgive him? Why you forgive him? Why you never cursed him? He said, only one reason. I know on the day of Qiyamah, my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be waiting to go Jannah, but he is promised to Allah and he is dealing with Allah Ta'ala is that until every ummati's hisab and reckoning is not complete, he will not go Jannah. When everybody's reckoning will happen, I don't want to delay my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's entry in Jannah because of my dealing with this person. I forgive him. Kya soch hai? What a thinking. That my matter, it will take long to deal. Allah will say, why you took? He'll say, I took like this. That few minutes delay, delaying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's entry Jannah, I don't want to delay my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for entering Jannah, I forgive him. This is a now feeling, concern and worry of our name Islam and the Muslim, who I am. Every way, I am Muslim in the masjid, I am Muslim in the house, every way I am a person with Iman, Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person, non-Muslim, he's going to, so go see, sightseeing they go. When India, one big masjid they went to see. So the big steps, there were 40, 50 steps up. As they're going, taking photos, meantime, somebody came begging. So he gave whatever. While this touring of the masjid, his wallet fell. He even forgot about it. He went home in the night. He realized that wallet is gone. He knew this is what happens every day. So he lost. But that taking the photos, he liked one picture very much. He told his wife, very good. Next week I want to take you to see this place. So he said, okay, we'll go. So they went next week. When they went next week, now this beggar who was begging came by this man. He said, uncle, this is your wallet. He says, yes. Says, I was waiting for you whole week. I never see you every day. I was looking for you. We open everything exactly 400-500 rupees. Those days it's like a couple of thousand rands. But untouched. Intact as it is. This is yours. We say, you are the beggar whole day in the heat. 45, 50 heat. You're begging whole day. This is so much you had, enough for the whole month, you never touched. He said, I wanted to take it away, but then I thought of something. I said, no. He said, what make you keep it and looking for me, give me back? Why you never use it? He said, since you're asking, me as a Muslim, never mind whatever I am, begging whatever, but Muslim, my Nabi is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are the kafir, you are the nasara, your Nabi Isa alayhi salam. If I take this thing away from you, on the day of Qiyamah, your Nabi will say to my Nabi, your ummah is stole from my Nabi. I didn't want to shame and disgrace my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of your Nabi. This is your wallet back. Who can think this way? But it's a reality. Remember always Islam. This month also teaching us the lesson that keep our identity. Be proud to be a person with Iman. Our happiness, our success is only deen. One person. Sign. Next to him a person sitting. Also Muslim. He got he one hand knife and other hand fork. Wo khana shuru kiya. He said, bhai, Muslim. Follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no eating with a fork and a knife. Hand Allah gave. Wash your hand and eat with a hand. Oh, you know your people. That's why you'll get left. You only talk about eating like this and don't eat like this and don't do this and that's why we're not progressing, the whole world progressing. And Muslim not progressing because of this thing you're saying, don't do this, don't do this. It's bad. You got it wrong. Kafir is not progressing because of that. And if you do everything like them, still you will not progress. They are not progressing because of what you are doing. Yes, for you to progress, if you thinking those things what they are doing, opposite your Nabi's teaching, your Nabi teach you it with the hand, the fork and knife. Your Nabi teach you it with the right hand, they teach you it with the left hand. You see kafir, very seldom kafir will eat with the right hand, only left hand. Because shaitan is the left hand, kafir, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, can never be. So everything you think what they are doing, again the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching and that's why they are successful. So only one way is to say that I am not a Muslim anymore. Then start doing everything like them, then you may progress. But since you have taken the Islam with you, your success is not in their way. Your success is only in the way of following Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give them whatever good they are doing, Allah give them in this world, there is no akhirat. But you want things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you do, Allah is reserving in akhirat. In dunya you will get all bansela, bonus. Still you will not suffer. Allah will give you happiness, Allah will give you peace, everything. But remember, as a Muslim, success and happiness following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and opposing the ways of Yahud and Nasr. Straight away, that is success for us. Success for them is a different. Success for us, Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the different ways Allah Ta'ala kept. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in the coming.